There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then. Clips of the Week. And we will kick off, as we often have over the years, with Alan Brazil on Breakfast with news of an unlikely cricket match.
And Amanda, you can hear live news because of Bobby Ball commentary, the third test between TalkSport 2 and TalkSport Cricket YouTube channel.
Yeah, it should be a great game. Both teams play John Norm ball.
Oh, they do, really? That
very,
sounds
very
good.
Exciting.
I mean, I probably would go with India-England, but I might just, you know, might just check that game out if I get a chance, if it's on the app.
Isn't it?
What's next?
It's a caller to the sports bar.
Need to sell Phil Jones from Manchester City, because he's got to get in the game or no.
Phil Jones from Man City?
Aye. No. It's not Phil Jones.
Because Phil Jones is Man United. Well, was. Yeah.
It's not Tom Jones, that is.
Oh, Tom Jones, Manchester United's Tom Jones. We were trying to work out who he meant. We were thinking Phil Jones, Tom Jones. Hang on, it's John Stones.
Of course it is.
That's who he meant, wasn't it?
It's not unusual for a caller to get it wrong.
No, that is true. And here's Ray Parler on Breakfast with an accidental mashup of Cilla Black and your nan's favourite party tune.
It's been a good journey so far, and I want to continue it to really.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, though, Alfie, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Alfie. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, brilliant, well done. So that's the Okie Kokie and Alfie.
Talking of mashups, here's another caller to Talk Sport.
We've got young players, and we're not seeing the best of our young players. So it's like Adrian Goldstein.
I love Adrian Goldstein.
He's tremendous.
Yeah. Who else do you like? Which other mashups do you like?
I like Hugh Durham.
He's very good. He is very good. Yeah, they're all very good.
Tremendous.
Siobhan Jacobs, she's very good.
She's marvellous.
Yeah. So back to Big Al here, chatting to the Bournemouth manager and Donny Iriola.
I think we've got to give you some of our rain over there, because I think the region is very dry at the moment, isn't it? You've not had rain for a while over in the Basque region.
No, in the Basque country it rains a lot.
Oh, it does
Thanks
rain.
Very much.
It's like the Lake District, quite a lot of it. It does rain a lot. Yeah.
No, John Ketley, is it? Yeah. Spanish John Ketley. Yeah. Actually, Alan does struggle with those names from the Basque region, as he proved this week.
We've got Mikel Arteta, Xavi Alonso, Emery, former Wolves manager Julian Lopetegu as well.
Good old Julian Lopetegu from the Basque region. Actually, to be fair, that's not the worst pronunciation we've heard of that name. Is it betting expert John Hill?
He's the Sporting Lisbon manager. He's 5-4 favourite. Look, no surprise, another Portuguese boss in the betting. Mm. And then you've got, is it Julian Lopetegu?
That's worse.
No, I think
Alan did quite well compared with that. Yeah.
Let's cross to Hugh Woozencroft now.
Yeah.
Blue cards and sin bins in football. Do you want it? I think I know the answer already, but it's all coming after the latest news headlines.
Oh, the nude headlines.
I don't want to see Ben Fletcher in the nude.
No.
Well, the last thing I want to see.
I mean, who knows? He may shock us all at 4 o'clock. And here's Alan on Breakfast introducing a top refereeing guest and seems keen to talk about the weather.
John is now, for more on this, former chief of the PGMOL. A warm welcome. Keith Hackett joins us. Keith, morning.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Gabby.
Are you snowed in up there, Keith?
Yeah, I just think it's a complete joke. I mean, 5 years that they've had VAR.
Doesn't want to talk about the weather. Not interested in the weather. Coming off his long run on VAR. What's the snore like, Keith?
Time now for Carry On Talk Sport with Stuart Pearce and Reshmin Chowdhury.
Carry On Talk Sport.
I'm torn, to be fair. I'm going to throw it open to Sam just to finish me off here.
Freshman's laugh there helps, isn't it, really? Let's return to the boys on breakfast. Here chatting to the former NFL coach, Jeff Reinhold, in Vegas ahead of the Super Bowl.
Thank you so much, TalkSport, too, for giving me the opportunity to get Valentine's Day advice from Jeff Costelli. That was awesome.
Jeff, do they do Valentine's love in the States?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty big. Do you have Valentine's in the States?
Jeff, Christmas Day. Yeah. Honestly. And that reminded us of Alan's question to David Ginola back in the day.
You understand, David? You have wasps in France, no?
They don't have many wasps in France. Wasps, unless they can get on the train, bunk on the train or on the ferry. They tend not to get there. That's the problem, isn't it? Just time to bring you the TalkSport Caller of the Week to the sports bar.
Let's go to Matt, who's an Aston Villa fan. All right, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Matt? Matt?
He's not waiting for a train, is he?
Matt?
Yes.
All right, mate.
I was just close by my girlfriend's.
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
He was just dry blowing his girlfriend's hair. Does he mean blow drying?
Blow drying, yeah.
That's yeah. Well done to him.
It's marvellous.
And finally, Andy.
Let's bring you the montage that won January's Clips of the Month.
Chief Executive Dan O'Neill says the club has to be compliant with the Premier League's profit and sustainability. They've been referred to an independent commission for alleged breaches of profit and sustainable rules in their accounts. Many clubs find themselves treading the profit and sustainability line.
He has been struggling during January with the word sustainability. And he had to say it quite a lot.
It'll be all right now, it's February.
Well, yeah, he kicked off February and he thought, I'm going to have another run at this. I'll be fine. Surely he's cracked it in February.
What can we expect from Everton's appeal against the latest profit and sustainability?
Yeah, he did kind of get there in the end.
It was better, actually.
Yes, well, there we are. So there's the clips of the week. And we should thank Connor, Sean, Roger in Durham, Neil Acantha, Joe in Wick, Ferris, Jack Woody, Alan Jenkins, Graham Oakley, Niall in Horam, oh, for goodness sake, Barry Bryce, the Duke of Knutsford, Halidor, Yasmin, and Sean. They all suggested clips that were played.
Most of those sound like real people. It's marvellous.
Quite a few of them do sound like real people. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089 or tweet it to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. All we need from you, so we can listen back and pinpoint it, just a kind of brief explanation of why you thought it was funny and a day and a time when you heard it go out. So we'll have a listen back, and if it's played, we will give you a little credit.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.